Welcome to Third Coast Training. If you're here to crush your next triathlon, let's get one thing straight right out of the gate. Mastering the freestyle stroke is a non-negotiable foundation for your success. It isn't just a leg of the race. It's the fastest and most efficient competitive swimming method we have. Your freestyle proficiency directly dictates your speed, your endurance, and ultimately your overall race performance. But true mastery, it extends far beyond just knowing the basic mechanics. It requires a continuous optimization process. We're talking about refining your foundational skills, systematically eliminating drag-inducing errors, adapting your technique to chaotic open water conditions, and aligning every technical drill with your broader athletic goals. Let's break down the core technical fundamentals. Efficient freestyle relies on three perfectly synchronized components. First, body position. You need to maintain a horizontal, face-down posture with a completely neutral head. Your torso must roll rhythmically from side to side, coordinating directly with your pulling arm to maximize leverage and minimize resistance. Next, the arm cycle. Propulsion is generated through an alternating, 8-phase sequence. Visualize it. The cycle begins with a forward extension, moves into a downsweep and vertical catch, transitions into an in-sweep and upsweep for that crucial forward drive, and concludes with a hip-level release, a relaxed recovery, and a precise forward reentry. Continuous synchronization between your arms ensures uninterrupted forward momentum. Now let's talk leg action. You want a continuous flutter kick, featuring small, rapid, alternating leg movements with just slight hip and knee flexion. This action stabilizes your body, supports that essential torso roll, and supplements your arm-driven propulsion. Even experienced swimmers frequently undermine their efficiency through three primary mistakes. First, pushing water forward at the end of the pull creates significant, unnecessary drag. The correction: maintain a smooth, compact transition between strokes. Second, overreaching during the recovery phase completely disrupts your stroke rhythm and timing. Swimmers should prioritize natural, controlled entries rather than forcing maximum extension. And third, a wide arm recovery path wastes energy, strains the shoulders, and increases drag. Keep that recovery trajectory close to the body to preserve a streamlined profile and conserve precious energy. Proper breathing is critical for oxygen delivery and maintaining that stroke rhythm. Your inhalation must be timed precisely with the arm recovery as your head turns to the side. Exhalation should be continuous and complete underwater until the next breath. While many triathletes default to breathing every two strokes on one side, I highly recommend incorporating a bilateral pattern, breathing every three strokes. Bilateral breathing builds adaptability, balances muscle development, and is absolutely essential for navigating waves, currents, and sighting requirements in open water triathlon segments. Moving from basic competence to race-ready efficiency requires deliberate swim optimization. This process involves refining your balance, streamline, and propulsion through advanced drills, tempo trainers, and performance tracking tools. You must contextualize your technique for race-specific scenarios, like drafting, navigating chaotic starts, and managing open water fatigue. Leverage structured coaching systems to provide objective feedback, align your technical progress with personal goals, and foster mental resilience. Swim optimization transforms mechanical skill into sustainable, race-tested performance. So, what are the critical takeaways? Freestyle efficiency is built on coordinated body roll, precise arm phasing, and a compact flutter kick. Eliminating drag-causing errors and mastering rhythmic, bilateral breathing will significantly improve your speed and endurance. Remember, technical mastery is not static. It requires ongoing refinement through data-driven feedback, specialized coaching, and consistent open water practice. For triathletes, investing in swim optimization yields compounding benefits, enhancing not only your water performance, but also your overall race strategy, mental focus, and athletic longevity. Now get in the water, trust the process, and let's execute.